Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Morning Devotions with Brother Mark. Here we are on May the 23rd, 2019. I trust you're having a good week and ready for an outstanding Thursday here. Hope to get your day started off well. So today we're going to talk about forgiveness. Yesterday, while doing my podcast, I talked about forgiveness for just a minute, and so today I want to talk about forgiveness. Psalm 130 and verse 4 says, "But there is forgiveness with thee." So yesterday during that podcast, I was talking about the sanctity of life in the womb. And during that, I mentioned ending a life that is still in the womb. And as I was writing that podcast and as I was recording that podcast, I began to think that some might feel guilty because they choose to end a life in the womb. And I mentioned briefly in that podcast that forgiveness is available. But, you know, I really felt like maybe I wanted to give a little bit more of an in-depth look at forgiveness because I didn't want anyone to have an overwhelming, feel overwhelming guilt or condemnation because they might have made that choice. You know, we all make choices in life. Sometimes the circumstances are on us, and sometimes we make rash decisions, and sometimes we made decisions before we were saved, and it's all kinds of things out there. So I don't want you to feel condemned. I just want you to know the truth. So my hope is that as we have this discussion, that that you will understand that you can be forgiven of a sin that you've committed in the past. First thing I want to discuss, Psalm 130 and verse 3. It says, "If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" What does this mean? This means if God would hold men accountable for the sin they commit, when they commit them, no one would be able to stand. Think about what that would look like. Sin committed, sin judged. Folks would be falling over dead left and right. I mean, you'd be walking down the street and, you know, someone have a wicked thought and, you know, whew, they just fall over dead. Or someone committed adultery, boom, judged automatically. I mean, sin committed, sin judged, folks would die. I mean, we need to be thankful that God is long-suffering and patient with our sin. So, God does not mark iniquity. What that means is, we got these notes off of Gill. It means he does not keep a watchful eye over them, make strict inspection into them, enter into a critical examination of them and all of their aggravated circumstances. Should he keep them in mind and memory and retain them in a book of remembrance? And so it's not like God's going down and writing every one of your sins down that you committed and taking note of every single thing that you do. I mean, we know God knows, but God knows you're a sinner. And because you're a sinner, you sin. And Gil had this to say, "If God did mark sin, all a man's righteousness, repentance, humiliation, and tears would stand him in no stead, would not answer for him." In other words, no matter what man did to try to cover his sin, it would not be able to be covered. So we understand that God's view in regards to man's sin is that God views man's sin in relationship to the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, forgiveness is available because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Sin, whether considered a huge sin or a minor sin in the eyes of man, is sin in the eyes of God. The wages for all sin is death. It doesn't say the wages for a huge sin is death and the wages for a small sin is death. It says the wages of sin is death. Sin earns death. Forgiveness comes because Christ paid the wages of sin. So when you're thinking about, well, I just can't be forgiven for that sin. Yeah, you can. You can because Forgiveness is available for those who have sinned. Sin doesn't mark, or since God doesn't mark all sin, since all sin is the same in the eyes of God, all sin is forgivable. Paul reminds us of this in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. What a great promise. What does condemn mean? It means to pronounce guilty, to sentence to punishment. These are removed for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul also reminds us in Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. What's the point I'm trying to make today? If you have taken a life from that was forming in the womb, you can find forgiveness. Jesus secured that forgiveness on the cross for those who will believe in Christ. No matter the sin, forgiveness is in Christ. You see, God forgives us based on Christ. Forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you, is the encouragement we find in the Scripture. So God forgives us because of what Christ has done. He's doing it for Christ's sake. Christ bare the penalty of the sin. He suffered the wages of sin. And because of that, God then chooses to forgive us. It's not God sweeping sin under the rug. It's not God just kind of forgetting it. No, he poured out his wrath upon his son, and his son paid the price for that sin. And since the condemnation that was due our sin was placed upon Jesus, then we can receive forgiveness. So no matter the sin, forgiveness is in Christ. Jesus took the sin of his people and nailed it to the cross. He suffered so you wouldn't need to. So today I encourage you to look to Christ to find the forgiveness which you need. Today, Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we thank you for forgiveness. We don't deserve your pardon. We don't deserve your love. Our hearts are full of wickedness and sin, yet you loved us. Lord, I pray today that we would be able to understand that forgiveness is available. I pray that the one who is dealing with guilt and shame today would understand that if they would take responsibility for their actions, confess them, and receive the blood of Jesus as payment for their sin, they can have forgiveness. They can understand that condemnation is removed. They can understand they have life. Thank you today that no matter how awful our sin is, there is forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. Excuse me. I pray that we will understand the reason you sent your son to earth was to redeem us from our sin. Thank you for forgiveness. Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness you've given me. And I pray today that someone would come to know your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. What a blessed thought that we're forgiven. I pray this is an encouragement to you today. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.